son. He did things for me that, look, I don't know, but I'm just trying to tell you, God's goodness and his grace and mercy, he's worthy to be praised. I'm going to say that again. God's grace and his mercy is worthy to be praised. How many know that this morning? Whatever you're going through, put it in the Lord's hand. He can handle it a little better than you can.
We try to mess up everything.
Right.
But God takes too long.
We're going to mess it up.
I mean, I know you got the will of God. I know I'm got the will of God. I'm got the will of God. Let me tell you something. God got all power in his hand. When I think about them old folks, they would go pick cotton.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On the behalf of Superintendent Maurice Johnson and First Lady Judy Johnson, we would like to welcome you to the Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ, Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. As a community announcement, the Johnson Temple Feeding the Hungry program is Wednesday, June the 26th, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. In addition to providing a hot meal, perishable and non-perishable food items are available for individuals in need. The public is invited and volunteers are always welcome. For more information, please call the church at 337-239-3845. In today's broadcast, you will hear a selection from Sister Michelle Dotson and an uplifting Father's Day message from Superintendent Maurice Johnson. If you would like more information about the church, please call the church at 337-239-3845. Again, that is 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
The man, somebody said a man.
Man.
He is the house. He is the head of the house. He is the man that really called the shots. Amen. Through our time, the Father has contributed much to enhance family life. The Father is supposed to provide for his family and give religious training and instruction to the family. I need to say that again. Just because you're the head of the family doesn't mean that you're going to sit around and watch the ball game and all that other stuff and never spend any time with your family. To tell you the truth, Elder Orange, amen, there ought to be a little family time two or three times during the week anyway. But the family just come together, amen. Come on, children. Come on, wife, amen. Praise the Lord. I know you want to go get in the kitchen, but I need you in here too. because mother need to hear what you got to say. I'm going to get in trouble, but that's okay. I've been in trouble before. Amen. Amen. Families are supposed to be strong, not one-sided. It's not just the father. It's not just the mother. It's not just them bad children. It's the family. Sometimes I wonder how many fathers really give much thought to serving the Lord and doing what they're supposed to. Solomon said in Proverbs 1 and 8, my son, hear the instructions of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. Meaning, we don't want to leave mama out. She has a role to do also. Amen. And another one, brother. Amen. I am not going to leave y'all out. Amen. You better learn how to respect your wife. Amen. Amen. And if your wife is chastising a child for something the child did, you should support her. Don't you stand in the corner and say, don't be beating on my son. Well, I ain't going to get no help on that. See, but I've been around a long time, Sister Joyce. I've been around a long time. I know men and I know women. Amen. And I know sometimes they get out of hand. I know sometimes they don't do what they're supposed to. And sometimes, amen, the training, the taking care of business with the children get out of line. And sometimes, I'm going to get my people over here. Amen. Sometimes when they get out of line, amen, the fight comes between the mother and the father. And the children win. I knew mama was going to step in there and take care of daddy. If he hit me again, daddy, mama go get him. Don't push your children to the limit where they want to do something foolish. I'm convinced some of this bad activity going on today is because of the lack of good relationship between father, son, and the entire family. Mother Judah and I suffered through a situation some time ago where the father, amen, supposedly had done something, and so the son decided that he was going to make daddy pay. He got the gun, got behind the couch, and when the door opened, he thought it was his father. He pulled the trigger, killed his mother. Whew. That was a tough one. Train your children to love God and to love mankind. Teach them to love and to obey. Teach them to seek God and to find value within themselves. But how can the father do these things when he's nowhere to be found? Amen. Again, I keep reminding y'all, I'm old school. You'd be surprised at the number of men that had children, three or four children here in Leesville, and he'd take off and go get a job in St. Louis, Chicago, and New York, and sometimes in California. Don't he know that those children need a father? Don't he know that they need somebody to look up to? Amen. Let me get to the meat of the message. What is a blessing? It is the act of declaring or wishing God's favor and goodness upon others. Blessings are not only the good effect of words or deeds, but also have the power to bring them to pass. In other words, to make it happen. In the Bible, important persons bless those with less power or influence. The patriarchs pronounce benefits upon their children, often near their death. And you'll read it, and I'm not going to go through all of this, in Genesis chapter 49 and Genesis chapter 27, amen, and you will see how the patriarchs and the old people wrap their arms around their children. Let's look at Genesis 27 right quick. Remember Esau and Jacob, sons of Isaac. Esau, the oldest son, was in line for the blessings of his father. But Jacob deceived his father. Jacob supplanted Esau by receiving the blessing from his father, Isaac. Leaders often blessed people, especially when they were leaving them. We saw that with Moses, Joshua, and yes, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm getting that in a minute. Just stay with me. And we read the scriptures, amen, in Luke. Amen. How many of you know that God is still in the blessing business? I'm a living witness because he keeps right on blessing me. He blessed me with a loving, lovely wife. Four wonderful children. Oh, yes, and he saved my soul, and he made me whole. He placed me in a leadership capacity in the church and in the community. I'll stop there about myself and move on to something else. Look at somebody and tell them he's a good God. That's why I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. I will honor and obey him. Where he lead me, I might preach here today, y'all. I will follow. How many of you will follow after the Lord? How many of you will work hard to do his will? How many of you will love God with all your heart and with all your mind and all your thoughts? Amen. How many of you are, man, praise the Lord, amen, with an undying love for your mother, for your father, and all the people of the world? Look at somebody in the eye and tell them, I will do what I said I will do, so help me God. Come on, let's say it. Say it. I will do what I said I would do, so help me God. Fathers, go get your daughters and your sons and let them know, amen, you love them. Amen. I tell you, if you have not called or talked to your father today, shame on you. Amen. You need to know that, amen, something is missing. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's Father's Day. Somebody should have told you, even though you ain't got no calendar, you don't, all you want to do is see Facebook and look at that telephone. Amen. When he's gone, it's too late. Wish you had known. I would feel without my father. Amen. It would have been too late. I got reassigned to England Air Force Base because my daddy was dying of cancer. Amen. And let's go to the first line in the book of Genesis, the first line, Genesis 1. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. I want you to think about that. In other words, wasn't nothing happening, y'all. God ain't made nothing. There was some water. There's some clouds. There's some hills, but he hadn't moved yet. Amen. And God said, let there be light. And boom, the lights came on. Verse 26 states that God said, let us make man. And let's make him in our own image. And after our own likeness, in other words, amen, we men and women don't look like no buzzard. Amen. We are human beings. Yes. And let them have dominion. In other words, give man, that's women and men, dominion over the fish, over the birds, over the livestock, and over all of the earth. This dominates the awesome power of our Father God. Amen. And then I get to, amen, the second stanza that I said early on. Without him, we have nothing. Think about it. Before God, amen, praise the Lord, calls the water to flow and the birds to sing and the fish to swim, all of that, he was in control of everything. Amen. But nothing moved. Somebody said nothing. Nothing moved until God decided it was time to go to work. So God created man in his own image and gave him a helpmate by moving one of Adam's ribs and closed it with the flesh. God took out a rib and with that one rib made a woman, amen, and brought the woman to Adam. And one old boy said, when I was preaching this, he said, good, googly moogly. Look what the Lord has wrought. You saw that pretty woman standing there. Amen. Watch this. Therefore, man shall take hold of his wife. Amen. But my God went a little further than that. He says he should leave his father and mother and cleave, hold on to his wife. My brethren, amen, you got to know your wife is precious to you. Huh? Do y'all know that? Amen. She may not do everything that you want her to do, and she may not say everything you want her to say, amen, but she's precious to you. Amen. And every now and then, she would love if you would just say, I'm trying to be precious to you, dummy. Sometimes we need a wake-up call. Huh? Amen. Girl, you know I love you. Well, it's too late. You should have told her that 2 weeks ago. Amen. 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 Oh, yeah, I'm going to preach. Amen. And I'm going home to my wife, too, after. Thank God for being our Father. Thank you, son. Amen. Thank God that he thought enough of this world to create a human being, a man and a woman. Look where he brought us from. Somebody ought to be glad today. Look at somebody and tell them Happy Father's Day. My God, my God. My God. Thank God. And I thank God. Oh, I'm trying to close. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is a good God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he wanted to put something here on earth that could get the job done and change things in this world. Amen. And of course, I know, amen, praise the Lord, he went on and we had Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all of them. But before... after he did all of that, amen, he remembered, Ella Taylor, I got a son, and his name shall be called Jesus. His name shall be called Wonderful. His name shall be called Counselor. He shall. Stay with me on this. I'm trying to close. He shall be in control of the world. He shall come into the world and turn the world upside down to make it right side up. He shall wake up the world. He shall tell you that I am the Lord, your God. He shall. Let me slow down. Let me wait a minute. Because there's a process that has to be gone through here. Amen, praise the Lord. Yes, he got Adam and Eve out there, and he got all of those things. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen. But my son has to come as a human being. He's powerful. All power's in his hand. But he has a course that he has to walk. And I'm going to have him to come and lay in the womb of a little virgin girl by the name of Mary. And Mary will hold him for 9 months. And after 9 months, he shall come forth. And they shall call him. His name is Jesus, my protector. His name is Jesus, my helper. In the time of trouble, he's my Jesus. When I need everything, he's my Jesus. When I'm sick, he's my Jesus. When I can't get out of bed, he's my Jesus. When I'm Amen. Broke, he ain't. He's my Jesus.
Amen.
I love Jesus. Can I get a witness over here? Say, I love Amen. Jesus.
I love Jesus.
Oh, too slow. I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
Doctor, I love Jesus because he's been there for me. When it looked like I couldn't go no further, he was Jesus all Jesus. The time.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
So Jesus came in. Move, Father Abraham, out of the way. I'm taking over. Yes. And John looked up and saw one day and saw him coming and said, behold, the Lamb of God.
Yes, Lord.
Behold, God has sent his son. That was the Lamb of God. And Jesus Christ came down. John baptized him in the water. But now Jesus got to go to work. What is he going to do? In order to change the world, he must die. He got to go to the cross. He must die that you and I might live. He got to change the situation. And after he went to the cross, got down from the cross, went back and told those boys, I'm turning it over to you, but I want you to tell the world that I am for real. I want you to tell them they must live.